WGR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The death toll has grown to 115 from the horrific mass shooting at a concert venue in Moscow.
I saw how the terrorists came in and started shooting everyone. We were led to an exit, but it was locked. We ran around looking for a way out. In the end, we went into the basement.
CBS's Deborah Pata says ISIS has claimed responsibility.
The U.S. embassy recently warned about the threat of terrorist attacks in Moscow and advised Americans to stay away from concert venues. A U.S. source familiar with the intelligence told CBS News there's been a steady stream of intelligence dating back to November about ISIS wanting to strike in Russia. But we've been told there is no known threat to the U.S. emanating from the attack near Moscow.
Off to Capitol Hill now, where Senate lawmakers stayed up late and finally got it done, passing a $1.2 trillion spending package to avoid a government shutdown. Correspondent Scott McFarlane with what's in the bill.
The military pay raises included, expanded child care subsidies. Democrats made that a priority. It reduces some foreign aid. It cuts into government diversity programs. That was a Republican priority. The Department of Homeland Security, that was the stickiest. They have approved money for more border agents and more border detention beds, new border security technology. All of this helped create a compromise that a sufficient number of House members and eventually senators would agree to.
A stunning announcement from the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, yesterday, who disclosed she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy.
It has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
CBS's Charlie Daggett is outside Buckingham Palace.
To the world, she's Catherine, the Princess of Wales. But firstly, a 42-year-old mother of three young children, Prince George, 10, Princess Charlotte, 8, and Prince Louis, just 5.
A concrete truck hit a school bus in Texas. Two people are dead.
We don't like to see somebody lose their life, especially a child. So it's hard to work your emotions and work your way through things that's happening around you.
The bus was full of pre-K children returning from a field trip to the zoo. An investigation into what caused the deadly crash is expected to take weeks. Your brackets may be busted. So how much cash did you throw in at March Madness? The American Gaming Association says Americans have placed $2.7 billion of legal bets on the men's and women's tournaments this year. That's more than the Super Bowl. Good luck. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
And greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. So you won't forget where we are. I want you to come back. I'm going to be here, and I need you here, too. Oh, by the way, a reminder. Have you given up on your resolutions? Not too late to start over. Never, never too late to get healthy. And your body is very forgiving. If you do the right things, choose a healthy diet, void of sugar and carbohydrates, good quality protein and fats, exercise, positive mind, a good night's sleep, and you can turn yourself around no matter how old you are or what disease you have, even cancer. I've seen people diagnosed with stage 4 when most doctors would be releasing their patient at stage four, but these people are being diagnosed with stage four colon cancer, and many of them are turning it around in a matter of months. 4 months. One lady turned it around. The doctors were just baffled as to what she did. But she had a healthy diet. She took care of herself. She took lots of supplements that her doctors told her not to. But she did anyway. And she is healthy. After 4 months, she did select some chemo and radiation, but because she was applying so many vitamins and minerals and botanicals and whatever, she did her homework, she asked questions, she found the answers. And in 4 months, the doctors could not find a trace of cancer. And most doctors, most oncologists would be telling their patient with stage four to put their life in order, that they would be soon passing on. It's not too late. Never, never, never give up on hope. Believe in yourself. Believe in what you're doing. Believe in God. And you're going to perform miracles. So it's never too late to start. And today we have a great lineup of topics again. As always, we're going to talk about night vision. Why so many people, when they get to a certain age, they don't drive at night anymore. They can't see the road. They can't see the lines. And especially when it rains on blacktop, they freak out. And then we'll talk about another topic. And one of my favorite subjects, which I talk about a lot today, is andrographis. Andrographis is one of those perfect herbal extracts to stop infection. And now infection is coming back. Some very, very serious fungal infections are now traveling through the U.S. And then we'll take a closer look at what exercise and how exercise can affect prostate cancer. You've heard the word detoxify. Many people go on a detoxifying diet. They're detoxifying their body. They're detoxifying their liver. We'll learn more about that. And then what about Viagra? That little blue pill. The pill for men. And how it affects Alzheimer's disease. What do 100-year-old people have in common? Why do they reach the age of 100? There are zones in the world where there are many people living to 100, much more than they do in other areas in the world. And you may have heard about berberine. Some people call it that pill for losing weight, for metabolic syndrome, for controlling blood sugar levels. We'll talk more about that as well. And how to build a better brain, in fact, a bigger brain, with magnesium. So we'll talk about all these and more right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. So let's just get into our topics today and talk about vision problems. They're very common. Eyesight. So many elderly people have cataracts. How are cataracts formed? Cataracts appear because of oxidative stress. I've talked about oxidative stress, and I will more in the future, as oxidative stress is the reason for aging. Not just your age, slowing down your age, but every disease that is associated with old age is caused by oxidative stress. And we can stop, prevent, slow down, inhibit oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is caused by anything that can damage the body cells. If we can maintain healthier cells longer, we're going to live longer, live in a better quality of life, more health. So the things that we want to avoid are those that can damage the body. Chemicals. Prescription and over-the-counter drugs. Yes, they damage our body. They may help us to live better, but they still have enough side effects to cause more damage. And many times, doctors prescribe an additional drug to compensate for the side effects of the first drug that they prescribed. Excessive sun. That's what affects cataracts in a major way. We need sunshine. And where I live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, it's a premium. We don't see sun very often. And some people suffer from seasonal depression. So, as you see sunburns, someone went sunbathing, or just been out in the sun too long, and they come in and their skin is all red, might even blister, and might even need a prescription or some kind of a ointment that will reduce the damage. But now we have damaged a lot of cells just by sunburning. Smoking, any form of tobacco, excessive alcohol, all the colors and pesticides and chemicals. I read an article the other day, and I just can't remember the exact number, but we are in contact with 13 million chemicals daily. I'm going to have to look up that number because I'm pretty much on top of that 13 million, but I'll check that. And did you know that by age 60, because of the damage of oxidative stress, the human eye requires 3 times more light to see than at age 20? So you all experience difficulty in seeing, especially clearly at night. And it's very common with problems of night vision, which can be the first sign of more serious eye problems, such as cataracts. A cloudiness in the lens of the eye, causing blurry vision. Then we also try to correct macular degeneration. Deterioration of the center of the retina. The retina is the part of the eye that senses light. Glaucoma, eye pressure in the eye, diabetic retinopathy. The most common condition for causing blindness. Brought on by the consumption of sugar. And this causes damage to the blood vessels in the retina, caused by blood sugar levels. And where does the sugar come from? Nobody is forcing you to eat sugar. And we have so much internal damage from eating sugar. Because our body was not meant to consume the level of sugar that we are doing today. I was at a car dealer not too long ago, and I was waiting for someone to take care of my questions, and I saw a lit up sign on the back of the wall that said, bring your car in for new headlights, because your old headlights are the cause of poor night vision. Well, that's absolutely not true. You may see more because the lights are so bright. Have you experienced an oncoming car with such bright lights? I don't think they're very, I don't like them. I think they cause a lot of people that have poor night vision to have more poor night vision. But now we can find ways naturally to protect our vision and to improve our nighttime vision. It's truly a nutritional deficiency. If you don't have enough of the right nutrients, it affects the eyes in a negative manner. With the right nutrients, you have better night vision, and probably as well as if you were 20 when you're probably 60. And you can protect your vision with carotenoids, like beta-carotene. Beta-carotene is not the one we want to use in this particular case, but the ones that we want to use are called lutein and zeaxanthin. These are carotenoids that are yellow, orange, or red plant pigments. They're coloring. And their primary mechanism of action is antioxidants. Remember I said oxidative stress causes poor vision, aging our cells. And as we age, and some people age faster than others because their life is so, let's say, they're pounding themselves with too much alcohol, smoking, poor diet, lack of sleep, lack of exercise. They're taking a great risk of dying early. We need to protect ourselves. And as we protect ourselves, that is who we are. So our cells make up all of our body. Healthy cells gives us healthy activity, healthy action, healthy life, healthy quality of life. So we need plenty of antioxidants. That means more fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, and berries. That's where all of our antioxidants are. As we stop the oxidative stress, the oxidative damage, we prevent, reverse, and stop body injury. Now, we know injuries can be caused by activities. You're playing ball with the kids, you sprain your ankle, or you twist your knee, or you might slam your finger in a car door. These are injuries. Then inflammation comes to those injured areas to repair the damage. But we live a lifestyle that causes damage all the time. Now, we can stop slamming our finger in the car door. We don't want to do it twice. That would be dumb. Anybody would say, oh, I just slammed my finger in the car door, and it'll be healed in about 2 weeks, and I'll slam it again. That would be stupid. And, of course, sometimes we can't prevent our ankle turning, or we twist our knee, or we step in a hole, and we fall, and we damage something. Then inflammation comes to that area to repair it. Now, because of our lifestyle, our poor diet, the increased level of sugar, carbohydrates, and vegetable oils, which are pro-inflammatory, they cause so much damage, oxidative damage, that we have inflammation all the time because people are eating all the wrong diet all the time. And lack of sleep, lack of exercise, we are digging ourselves a grave early in life. So all of these carotenoids that are antioxidants that are found in the eyes reduce the risk of cataracts, protect against age-related macular degeneration, and help prevent mild diseases from progressing to severe diseases and stop disease as well. A high intake of carotenoids reduces the risk of macular degeneration by 43%. They guard the macula from damage caused by blue light, your phone, TV, screens, computers, whatever. This is where all of the blue light comes from. So we can protect our eyes. In fact, in a clinical study of 40 subjects, supplementing the eyes by taking carotenoids orally, such as lutein and zeaxanthin, improved macular pigment optical density, that means improving the eyesight, by 40%. Macular pigment absorbs damaging blue light. Now, there are additional benefits by taking supplements for vision. Our entire body needs nutrition. Our eyes are no different. Our eyes require vitamins, minerals, and nutrients specifically to improve the quality of our vision, especially night vision. Now, night vision is very unique and different than daytime vision. People see much, much better in daytime. But if we add OPCs from grape seed extract, the French grape seed extract, it prevents or slows the progression of macular degeneration and help prevent the formation of cataracts. Now, once you have cataracts, it's hard to have them removed without surgery. But you can prevent cataracts from forming. That's when you're young and healthy and vibrant, that's when it's important to have a healthy lifestyle, to prevent the damage and improve the strength of the capillaries, feeding the retina to prevent retinopathy, the most common form of blindness in diabetics. Vitamin A, not beta carotene in this case, vitamin A. A deficiency of vitamin A causes night blindness. Night vision is lost. Night blindness. In the 1930s, this was a eye vitamin. Vitamin A was considered especially well for eye vision, eyesight. And deficiency may be associated with bariatric surgery or other problematic intestinal issues causing poor vitamin absorption. Vitamin A is fat soluble, so it's not easy to be absorbed. And then we have zinc. What does zinc do? Well, it boosts the effects of vitamin A on vision. In a clinical study of gestational night blindness, that means women treated with a combination of zinc and vitamin A were 4 times more likely to have their night vision restored than the placebo group, meaning just zinc alone did not restore vision. It was beneficial when combined with vitamin A. Now, because of some very, very bad, flawed studies, vitamin A was given a bad rap, and it is probably impossible to find a daily vitamin supplement that has vitamin A in the product. Everyone has switched to beta carotene because they say it is a precursor from vitamin to make vitamin A. Yes, it is. But a huge population of people cannot convert in the liver the beta carotene into vitamin A. So you can take beta carotene all you want, and you're not going to make vitamin A. Vitamin A is a fat soluble from an animal vitamin. So what I would do is I would combine about 20 milligrams of lutein, 1,000 micrograms of zeaxanthin, combined with OPCs from French grapeseed, vitamin A and zinc, and this will take care of your eyes. Many people, within 2 to 3 weeks, their night blindness has improved by at least 50%. Now, I've heard of a virus, a fungal virus, that is sweeping through the U.S., and they say it's going to get worse. And it causes tremendous damage to the body. And one of the most important medicinal plants, in fact, Dr. Ajay Goel is a cancer researcher at City of Hope Cancer Center in California. He specializes in research to unlock the ability of natural medicines to prevent and treat cancer, including pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, and other gastrointestinal cancers. Dr. Goel has shared that some of the most impressive results in his research have come from andrographis. Andrographis is a powerful, powerful antioxidant and restorer of good health. He said andrographis is as close as you can get to a solution for almost every kind of infection. Upper respiratory tract infection, kidney bladder infection, any kind of bacterial, viral, or fungal infection. Andrographis also effectively treats breast and prostate cancers, and many other forms of cancer. The ideal dosage, and the ideal dosage is very small compared to what all the benefits that you can derive from andrographis. Just 400 milligrams, standardized for 20% of the key compounds called the andrographolides that are found in andrographis, once or twice daily. maybe during a week where you have active infection, you went double the dosage. But if you want more information like this, look for the book, How to Outsmart Cancer with Powerful Natural Medicines, which I and together with Dr. Goyal wrote for you to have better knowledge and information and education on how to treat yourself on Amazon. Or you can go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com, and there you can find it as well. So I'm going to pause right now. We're at the bottom of the hour. Time to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. So stay tuned. This is Terry Talks Nutrition. I am Terry Naturally. And welcome back. This is Terry Naturally. We're here to the top of the hour. We have lots more to cover this morning. And always, you can find us here every morning, every weekend, right here, same time, same station, for Terry Talks Nutrition. We talked about eyesight, night vision, how you can conquer better vision and reduce the side effects of night vision, poor night vision, with nutrition. It's all a nutritional deficiency. You can see better night vision within 2 to 3 weeks. We talked about andrographis, the most powerful antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, destroys infection. And now we're going to go on with what exercise may or may not do for prostate cancer. So men, exercise is good for your prostate. This is a new study from Sweden, which finds that a link between fitness and reduced risk of prostate cancer. The researchers collected data from over 50,000 men, which followed them for approximately 7 years. When they compared the men's fitness test results, they found that men who exercised regularly were less likely to develop prostate cancer. As little as The body is so forgiving because just as little as 3% improvement in fitness reduce cancer of the prostate risk by 35%. Amazing. Reduce the risk of cancer of the prostate by 35% by only improving your fitness by 3%. And prostate cancer is now the second leading cause of cancer death in men, and that only comes after lung cancer. So lung cancer is first, number one, in men. And prostate cancer is number two. And we could reduce the risk by 35% just by getting fit. Now, you don't have to spend any money if you don't want to get fit. You can do a lot of things at home with body movements, with body weight. You can go for long walks. You can bike. You can swim. Get your weight down and get in shape and get fit. And you'll probably avoid prostate cancer or reduce the risk of prostate cancer. Now, in addition, I would go beyond exercise. So I want you to consider a natural combination of vitamins and herbal extracts. Just 1,500 1,500 international units of vitamin D3 plus 750 milligrams of curcumin complexed with turmeric essential oils, grapeseed extract, pomegranate, and psilocybin. Psilocybin comes from milk thistle. Now, why is this so important? Here's a combination of several nutrients. Well, first of all, curcumin has shown in cancer studies, clinical cancer studies, in vivo. That means not in the test tube. Blocks the spread of prostate cancer cells. Makes prostate cancer cells more sensitive to chemotherapy or radiation. So therefore, the conventional treatment, which is highly damaging to the body, can be used in a lesser amount. And because of curcumin, it can block the damage to the cells in the body. And French grapeseed. It blocks inflammatory compounds associated with prostate cancer spreading, metastasizing. Clinical studies, a number of them, and they all have proven that men using grapeseed extract were over 40% less likely to develop prostate cancer. Pomegranate, great fruit, but so darn hard to get at the seeds. It has been shown to kill prostate cancer cells and slow the spreading of prostate cancer. You know, it's not just drugs. We hear so much about drugs. And there is a monopoly on the drugs, monopoly on the medical care. Doctors have been brainwashed that you can't do anything naturally. You can't add supplements. You can only take drugs. But these natural substances are much more effective in many cases than drugs. Or used together, using the natural approach with the conventional medicines. Now with vitamin D, D like in dog, D3. A recent study found that men with low vitamin D levels were 4 to 5 times more likely to have aggressive prostate cancer than men with normal levels of vitamin D. Psilocybin from milk thistle. You might even have milk thistle growing in your backyard. I usually have it in the summertime. I have a kind of a wild patch in my backyard that I just planted grasses and wildflowers. And I always get a few milk thistle in that mix. It's that prickly type of thorn that has a nice purple thistle top. And this psilocybin that is found in the milk thistle has been shown in cell studies that exposure to psilocybin and other compounds from milk thistle was associated with up to an 85% reduction in prostate cancer cell death. Now that's a great combination. Look for the combination. Curcumin, grapeseed, pomegranate, vitamin D, psilocybin. These five nutrients can protect your prostate, reduce the risk of prostate cancer, and slow the progression. Stop it from spreading. And people have been with a diagnosis Hopefully you'll talk to your doctor about just taking it easy and watching. Don't do something drastic. Don't do something like, oh, you've diagnosed the prostate cancer, we'll schedule surgery for you. Whoa. There are so few men that die from prostate cancer compared to those that have prostate cancer. So sometimes it's slow growing that you'll die from some other condition or just a natural death, even if you have prostate cancer. It's not going to kill you. But also, don't get away from your doctor. Make sure that you and your doctor work together to plan out the right course. Wait and see may be the best course. Now, so many people have different ideas as how to detoxify their body. I'm going to detoxify my body. I'm going on a detoxifying diet. I'm using these supplements to detoxify my body. What does that mean? Well, detoxification refers to the process of getting harmful or unneeded substances out of the body, toxins, spent hormones, even carbon dioxide released from your lungs is part of the process of detoxification to keep you healthy. So what's all involved in detoxifying your system? Well, first of all, your liver, kidneys, lungs, skin, and digestive system are all part of your body's detoxifying process or detoxification system. When detoxifying, and if it's not working, and your body isn't cleaning up what you would like it to clean up, it's not cleansing itself, and dangerous heavy metals, free radicals, and toxins can build up and damage your cells and your health. So there are two ways to really intensify your body's detoxification system. First of all, take care of your liver. Your liver is a workhorse. It's responsible for over 300 different functions in the body. It is so critical to the health of your body that it's a unique, never found before in any organ or gland, but you can cut away 3/4 of the liver surgically and it'll regrow back to its original shape and size. It restores itself because you can't live without your liver. It has up to 600 different enzyme systems. It might be your most important organ of all for detoxification. It helps the body eliminate dangerous chemicals, pesticides, cadmium, any heavy metal. So what detoxifies the liver and the entire body? Well, first of all, make sure that you give it Andrographis. Again, Andrographis is not just for infection. It is one of the most powerful, I guess I would call it a complete tune-up of the body. Andrographis, along with OPCs from French grape seed extract and milk thistle. It will increase productive antioxidant levels in the liver. Reduces elevated liver enzymes, a sign of liver disease. Help repair liver cells damaged by exposure to toxins. I have a friend And unfortunately, this friend likes scotch too much. So he has scotch every day. And when he went to the doctor for a checkup because he was feeling very bad, the whites of his eyes were no longer white, they were yellow. He was in bad shape. And he read about andrographis. He did not tell me what the doctor said, but he took 2,000 milligrams of andrographis. Andrographis is usually like 400 milligrams, standardized at 20% of the andrographolides. So he took 5 capsules of andrographis. And within 2 months, all his liver enzymes were normal. And he looked like he came out of hell. He looked so fantastic. When I saw him when he was in his bad shape, he did not look good. He looked terrible. His skin, his eyes were yellow. He was in bad shape, and the doctor told him so. But all these nutrients, andrographis, can reduce elevated liver enzymes back to normal, which were otherwise a sign of liver disease. He had liver disease. But the andrographis repaired it in 2 months. And it can help repair liver cells damaged by exposure to toxins. And then I would also try to boost the antioxidant levels of the body. And there are many good herbs that do so. And of course, andrographis, the French grapeseed extract, OPCs, milk thistle, olive leaf and fruit extract, also increase glutathione, but you can also take glutathione by tablet form orally. It is such a powerful antioxidant that it's part of our body function. Our body makes glutathione. Your cells make it. But providing additional glutathione can help release and increase the levels of this natural antioxidant. It's a very powerful antioxidant, very powerful detoxifier of the body. But sometimes the body can't keep up with what people are doing to damage the body. Now, most people don't drink scotch every day. But my friend did. Way too much. So in addition to fighting off oxidative stress, remember I said oxidative stress kills our cells, kills our body, kills our health. We have to stop oxidative stress. So avoid the things that cause oxidative stress and take supplements that will improve as an antioxidant to relieve the oxidative stress. And glutathione protects the liver from damage, aids the liver in processing toxins so they can be excreted by the liver, by the body, and can even recharge other depleted antioxidants like vitamin C and E. Plenty of antioxidants can restore our health. Milk thistle was consumed as a liver tonic for 6 or 7 decades in Europe. And it was discovered, it's an American plant, but it was discovered that it could have an effect. And they did a tremendous amount of research in Europe on milk thistle. And of course, andrographis has been known for 2,000 years. But we are just beginning to understand Ayurvedic medicines. And andrographis is one of those most powerful Ayurvedic herbs, medicines. So it can go a long way. In fact, even when there's a cancer diagnosed and chemotherapy is prescribed, it kills brain cells, liver cells, as well as the cancer. But when they take andrographis with the medications, the chemo, the liver cells are spared, the brain cells are spared. On the glutathione, 300 milligrams of active glutathione once or twice daily. Now, this is a very special form of tablet that I've seen that's in the marketplace. Because if you swallow glutathione, it's digested in the stomach, destroyed, actually digested, broken down, no longer usable. So if you allow it to be dissolved under the tongue for best results and then swallowed, because it's absorbed sublingually in the mouth. Now here is a interesting headline. Viagra. Oh, you know what Viagra is for? A little blue pill men love, and maybe women too. And Viagra can prevent Alzheimer's disease. How? And what does Viagra have to do with Alzheimer's disease? Interesting. Researchers collected data from over 269,000 men recently diagnosed with erectile dysfunction, the inability to have an erection. They tracked the men for several years after, looking for patients who developed Alzheimer's disease. And the result of this study of 269,000 men who were prescribed Viagra as a treatment for their erectile dysfunction were 18% less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. Why does Viagra work? Well, the main function of Viagra. Now, you may or may not know, Viagra was developed as a heart medicine. But when men took it, they were elated that they had an erection after years of never having an erection. So it became a pill for men who were unable to have an erection. Why? The only way to have an erection is blood flow. If you don't have enough blood entering the penis to increase the size and increase the erection, you're never going to be able to perform sexually. So Viagra works by increasing blood flow. And that's why it was given for heart disease, blood flow. But that means everywhere in the body. It can be the penis or the heart. So researchers speculate that by getting better blood flow to the brain, brain cells are healthier and lowers dramatically the risk of dementia and reduces the risk of dementia decreases. Side effects, of course, Viagra, still a drug. And there are many supplements that are natural that do the same thing. Like French grapeseed extract, like red sage, like pomegranate extract, blood flow. And the side effects, you won't find side effects with these natural supplements, but you will with Viagra. Like body aches, bloody nose, too much blood flowing, diarrhea, flushing, headaches. So I would recommend highly, instead of Viagra, consider 200 milligrams of red sage with 200 milligrams of ginseng to increase blood flow by boosting nitric oxide levels. When you boost nitric oxide levels, that increases the diameter of the arteries. You have better blood flow. You have more elasticity, more flexibility to the arteries. They're not stiff and hard. They're not filled with a plaque. And when you have a buildup of plaque in the arteries, it's impossible to have a good blood flow. That's like having mud caked in your garden hose. You're not going to get a lot of water out until that mud comes out of the hose. And then you have increased, you didn't artificially increase the size of the hose, but you took out all the plaque in the hose that inhibited the water to flow. So you increase the level. And with taking French grape seed extract with red sage and red ginseng, you'll reduce by 35% of the plaque. And doctors are doing surgery to remove the plaque. When you can do it with French grape seed extract, it'll take about a year. That was a study for 1 year. But it reduced the size of the plaque by 35% within 1 year. Now you might say, a whole year? Wow. Of course, it may have taken 6 or 7 decades to fill your arteries with plaque. So spending 1 year to get it out is a small task. French grapeseed extract reduces the size of the plaque in the arteries by 35%. Increased blood flow. That's tremendous. More blood to the heart, more nutrition to the heart. Well, we never get done with all the things we want to talk about. I have so many more things I want to share with you today, but that's why I come back all the time. I come back every week, same time, same station, just to share with you more of the information that we have to make you feel better, to have better vitality, to take things that will help you be healthier and better without side effects. I'm not saying you don't need drugs, but a lot of the drugs are done uselessly and have a lesser effect than the natural products. So, my friends, I'm going to say goodbye for now, but say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. God bless you. God bless this great country.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Monday on Matt Mayer on Air, we talk school board elections and the good, the bad, and please make it stop. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.